This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray you all well. Inshallah, Tuesday, if my calculations are correct, denotes the 21st night of Ramadan, which means we kick off with the last 10 nights of Ramadan. I hope you all doing much in preparing for these nights. In tonight's Taraweeh, the Imam recited from Surah An-Nahl amidst other surah or chapters. And the ayah I want to share with you is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you towards being just and towards being excellent and towards maintaining the bonds of kinship, looking after your family relations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you from all forms of immorality and all that which is haram and oppression and usurping the rights of others. Subhanallah. This ayah, brothers and sisters in Islam, for most of us, we hear it during the Jum'ah khutbah or towards the end of the Jum'ah khutbah every Friday or at least on most Fridays. I'm not sure how many of us have actually thought to ourselves, let's find out, you know, what is the khatib saying here? And where did he get the sentence from? And today, inshallah, for those who don't know, it will be a lesson, and for those who know, it will be a reminder. What the khatib actually recites at the end of the khutbah is an ayah in the Quran from Surah An-Nahl, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us towards certain values, universal, holistic values, and warns us against certain acts. Because being a Muslim is all about portraying particular values. And no doubt, values taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because after La ilaha illallah, we say Muhammadur Rasulullah. Right? And that's why, you know, we can't just be Muslim by name, where you're just Muslim by La ilaha illallah. Right? Because Iman is about La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to? Well, we've gone through them briefly, but let's zoom in a little bit. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to is towards being just, al-adl. And the greatest form of justice is by not associating partners with Allah. The greatest form of justice is declaring Allah as one. The greatest form of justice is worshipping no one other than one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest oppression, which is the opposite of just and being just, is to associate partners with Allah and worship others with Allah and practicing shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Then after that, Allah commands us to all other forms of justice and being just. In other parts of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes all matters that constitute justice, such as, for example, speaking the truth, especially in testimony. Even if that testimony is over yourself, be just and speak the truth, even if you will be implicated, right, for what you say. But as long as it's the truth, you must say it. And even if that testimony is about someone close to you, right? Even if it's for someone who's your best friend or someone who's a close family member, if they've done wrong and you call in to testify, you must speak the truth. You cannot devalue the truth. You cannot do gymnastics with the truth so that you can try and find a way out for the person. You have to speak the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you for that which you say. So the first command is towards being just in your actions as well. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to also be diligent with our employees, with our riding animals. We should be we should be with all the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this platform of justice, right? Take into consideration the fact that the other human beings that work for us, they're from the creation of Allah. The animals are from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned those who kept their riding animals tied up and forbade them from going to look for food and eating, and then burdened them through using them whilst they were hungry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against putting loads that are unbearable on top of our riding animals. With regards to our workers, he told us to pay them before their sweat dries up, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and other matters, brothers and sisters in Islam. In marriage, the Sharia, the Quran and the Sunnah is filled with rules and regulations, rights and responsibilities to ensure justice prevails. Right? Allah commands us towards justice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us towards excellence. And here, excellence refers to excellence in effort. Because excellent in result is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But effort is in our hands. So if you're studying, be excellent. If you're a father, be excellent. If you're a mother, be excellent. If you're a child, be excellent. If you're a community member, be excellent. If you're an employee, be excellent. If you're an employer, be excellent. Excellent in effort. Result is with Allah, but you need to try your best. Excellence in effort. And then Allah commands us towards looking after the bonds of kinship. And this is a massive topic in and of itself, brothers and sisters in Islam. But just to shed some light and be true to the charter of our lessons together, I share with you a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said that if you want Allah to bring barakah in your money and bring barakah in your life, then maintain your family relations. Look after the bonds of kinship. And we know today how we're always, you know, complaining about lack of barakah. The money doesn't last in our pocket. We could do so much with $100 or £100 or 100 riyals or rands or wherever we come from before. And now we do so little with this money. Subhanallah. The barakah is going. Time as well. Right? We're being strapped out of time. Before we could do so many things in half a day. And now we can't even do half of those things in a full day. Allahul Musta'an. Right? So, look after the bonds of kinship. Then Allah warns us against fahsha, all forms of immorality, being immoral in your speech, being immoral in how you use your eyes, in how you use your phones, in how you use your ears, right? Illicit relationships, bad relationships, right? Chatting to members of the opposite gender in a way that the Sharia does not permit, right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. I think we get the idea, right? All forms of immorality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us from all forms of haram. And we have been speaking about this throughout the lessons up to this point, alhamdulillah, in the different ayat that we take. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. And all forms of oppression, especially oppression in the form of usurping the rights of others. Don't usurp the rights of others. Don't usurp their rights to their property and that which they own. Don't belittle their honor. Don't disgrace them. Right? Don't disgrace other people. Don't work towards their downfall. Right? Don't think bad about them, brothers and sisters in Islam. You know, this Ramadan, many of you know, normally in Ramadan, I take a masjid in a country from several countries. This Ramadan, due to some commitments with my postgraduate program and the lecturing that I do at the university, I've had to stay. But what I did was, because this was one of the first Ramadans that I've had a full Ramadan with family, or most of the month with family, besides some interim travel to Dubai and elsewhere for purpose of the da'wah, what I did was run a program whereby we went through Surah Al-Hujurat together with the family. And subhanAllah, Surah Al-Hujurat is a surah of brotherhood and sisterhood. Because in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us towards this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us against all things that will break the brotherhood and sisterhood, such as spying, such as being suspicious, such as not authenticating information before it comes to you. If you spy on your Muslim brother or sister, you're usurping their rights. If you be suspicious of them, if you don't authenticate information that's come to you about them and you develop a view about them without authenticating and speaking to them, this is from usurping their rights. Subhanallah. Right? Backbiting. Allah warns us against backbiting as well in Surah Al-Hujurat. Because if you backbite about them, that is i'tida'a ala huquqihim. This is a type of baghi. This is a type of oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So this is the ayah we hear at the end of every Jumu'ah, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to and warns us against. I pray that today's lesson is insightful, as I pray the other lessons are insightful as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our past and grant us the ability to take heed and correct ourselves and inspire our futures. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Until next time, brothers and sisters in Islam, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.